This is Unhurried, and I'm your host, Doug Kyle. You know, life can feel like a race, rushing to the next thing, never time to reflect. But there is incredible value in slowing down with God to take in His perspective, His presence, His pace. How do we avoid the holiday hijack? Welcome to our 10th podcast. I guess that's a little bit of a mini milestone. We've got 10 podcasts now under our belt. Thank you for joining us, for following along, and thanks especially to Ryan and Noah, who work really hard behind the scenes to make this happen each week, to make it available to you and have give me an opportunity to share with you kind of a deeper dive into the messages that I talk about on Sunday morning. We've called it Unhurried, and it's a chance for us to slow down and really live with some of these concepts, take them a little bit deeper and linger with them a little bit longer. Unhurried has become sort of a catchphrase for the way that we want to live our lives before God and with His truth and with His Word. This week I was typing the word unhurried, and my phone auto-corrected it to unhinged. So I guess those are our options in life. We're either going to be unhurried or we're going to be unhinged. And we're hoping to provide an atmosphere where you can be unhurried as we think about the truth of God and what He wants for us in our lives. For the next couple weeks, our podcast will focus on the theme, Lift Him Up. It's in preparation for our Easter celebration and the Easter time of the year. If that's when you're listening, then you're right in sync with us. But really, the concepts that we're going to talk about today can be applied to any holiday. As we think about this idea of a holiday hijack, turns out all holidays can be hijacked. All holidays are vulnerable to us just kind of rushing by and not really taking in what they were intended to do and intended for us to commemorate, to remember, to enjoy, or to celebrate. But with Easter almost upon us here, it's so easy for us to live our lives sort of on autopilot. We simply go from day to day, moving on as if life is completely normal, and the pages of the calendar flip, and we find ourselves just surprised. Where does time go? We say, what happened? Why is it already spring, summer, fall, winter, whatever it is? And the same is true in the spring. Easter kind of can creep up and be there before we know it. Especially this year, Easter is a little bit earlier in the calendar. You know, it's funny. I've never quite figured out, or I can never remember exactly why Easter changes each year. I know it. We always have to look at the calendar to find out. And in ministry, we're especially interested in that because so much of our ministry is designed around to sync up with the Easter holiday. And so every year, we're looking to see, is it early or is it late? And of course, this year, it's a little bit early in the calendar. And because of that, we're even more vulnerable to having it come and go without really taking in all that we are meant to at this time of the year. And it really is that this threat, this hijack that can happen with every holiday, but especially with Easter, that motivated me to kind of spend some time on this here as we prepare for Easter. And on Sunday, I gave a message with the same kind of theme. And the idea also was that as we focus on the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus, as we spend time really letting that kind of sink in, we are going to be better prepared for the celebration that comes every year on Easter morning, the celebration of the resurrection. And a guy came up to me after the message and said, he thanked me and said, you know, I really feel way more prepared now to take in Easter, to be kind of going through this time of reflection as we prepare for it. And we were talking further, and I said, you know, in a lot of Christian traditions, there is built into it a time that would prepare you for Easter. It goes all the way back to the 4th century, 325 years after Jesus at the Council of Nicaea, when they inputted or they instituted the idea of Lent and Lent would be this time of preparation leading up to Easter. And yet in a lot of Christian traditions, including ours, less emphasis is put on Lent. We don't talk about it that much. And so perhaps we miss out on some of the benefits of really having this prolonged time of anticipating this celebration of Jesus' resurrection. And while in my mind there are some shortcomings when it comes to celebrating or observing Lent, there's some great advantages to it as well, and the purpose behind it is absolutely noble and important. It's this idea that there is real value in spending time preparing our hearts for the weekend where we focus on the death and resurrection of Jesus. I mean, many times in our lives, the way it's set up now, there's no break during the week, Monday through Friday before Easter. It may coincide with spring week, spring break at school, or other activities. Certainly, life kind of goes on as normal, and Good Friday is just like any other Friday. What I call Silent Saturday, the Saturday before Easter, can kind of come and go, and you wake up Sunday morning and go, wait, this is Easter? And add to that a lot of the holiday celebrations that are also associated with Easter, whether it's baskets or brunch and family gatherings and eating together, all those fun, enjoyable things of the holiday, Easter egg hunts, all of those things can come together, and suddenly the real purpose behind the holiday can somehow get lost. So the season of Lent has historically been 40 days prior to Easter, and often various groups will encourage you to make some kind of sacrifice during that 40 days. Maybe it's a time of repentance of sins, a time of extraordinary giving, simple living. Maybe there's some kind of self-denial. Often there's something that you give up, whether you're giving up a certain food or a certain activity. There's something that you release, some luxury in life that you give up. And while all of these things are meant to be replaced by a focus on Jesus and his sacrifice for us and his resurrection, many times I find that the focus is simply on the activities that you're giving up. It becomes all about the activity that you're doing, or in many cases, the activity that you're not doing for that period of time, rather than the meaning or the purpose behind the actual activity itself. Now, my way of thinking, there's nothing super spiritual about 40 days, but I do think there's some real value in taking an extended period of time leading up to Easter to take in the events and really meditate on them. That's why I always do a series right before Easter, a message series that really is designed to focus on these key events that are critical to our life as believers. Brings us to the purpose behind Lent and these other observances in the church calendar throughout the year, why they were there. I like the way Christian author Warren Wiersbe described it. Let me quote him. He said, "Incorporating the events of Christ's life into our calendar has a way of sanctifying time and putting our lives in rhythm with God's saving work." And I think that's a great quote. And that's really what we want to do. We want to get our lives in rhythm with what Jesus did. And that can happen as we focus and prepare our hearts for Christmas, and especially as we prepare our hearts for Easter as well, that the holiday doesn't get hijacked. And so we are thinking about, what does it mean to focus on those events as we lead into it? And we've done so with this theme, Lift Him Up. Lift Him Up is taken from the Gospel of John, where in three different places Jesus uses the term, when I am lifted up, or when the Son of Man, his term for himself, when the Son of Man is lifted up. And this is a phrase that's infused with great meaning in the Gospel of John. And I feel like as we reflect on that term, and as we let it sort of be something that is in the front of our minds at this season, it'll enhance our appreciation of Easter going into it. So why is it that lift him up is such a valuable term as we prepare for Easter? Well, in the Gospel of John, lift him up, when Jesus uses that term, it definitely has all these levels of meaning. It certainly means to be physically lifted up, but it also means to be exalted. The term means to be exalted, which has often caused different Bible commentators to sort of, you know, note in wonder at what is going on here in the Gospel of John. There, what John is saying, and Jesus is saying in the Gospel of John, is that when he was crucified, it was actually his exaltation. He was lifted up on the cross. It was then that it was his great view of his majesty and wonder there on the cross. Why? Because it was linked directly to his resurrection and his ascension. All of those are in view. So when Jesus says he's lifted up, he means he will be lifted up on the cross, both physically as well as spiritually exalted. He would be lifted up from the grave, both physically, alive again, but also spiritually exalted there in his resurrection. And he would be lifted up into heaven, ascended on high, back on the reunited with the Father, and there from heaven supervising and orchestrating the events on earth. He would lead and be in control from there. And so can you imagine how much this would benefit our preparation for Easter if we spent time with this idea of lifting him up, as Jesus talked about him being lifted up, but also realizing this depth of meaning that it means also to exalt him and lift him up. And we ourselves are invited into that lifting up, that those acts of praise and worship as we praise him for what happened on the cross, in the tomb, and now in heaven on high, as Jesus is lifted up in all of those places. And so we spend time lifting him up, reflecting on what it means that he died for us, that he covered our sins, all our failure, all our sin covered there on the cross. Everything that we regret in life can be left there because he was lifted up, and we exalt him for that. We, of course, exalt him for being alive today, to be resurrected, and to spend some time lifting him up and praising him for that very reality, that he's alive today. And even now, as I'm talking about him, he's listening because he is here. I can do this. I'm all by myself. I wonder if you know what's going on. I'm actually sitting in my office at church, and I've got the mic here attached to the desk and a couple screens in front of me, but I'm all by myself. But I'm not, because we live in the reality of the resurrection. And that's true of you. I don't know how much of your life is spent without people around, but it doesn't matter whether you're in a crowded environment or all alone. Jesus is with you. He's right there in your midst. And even as you listen to this, maybe you're in the car, maybe you're in the kitchen, wherever you are listening to this, maybe you're in the gym, or maybe you're traveling, maybe you're in walking somewhere on the beach. Wherever you are, Jesus is there with you, and we exalt him for that. And living in the reality of the resurrection as we anticipate Easter is just as it can be very powerful for us. Can be very preparatory for us as we prepare for that. And then finally, you know, I have the freedom to erase some of these, you know, go back and do some of these over, but I'm just going to leave that that stumble right in there for you. That's a freebie for you. Because finally, I want to say this, and that is we can live in the wonder and exalt him that he's been ascended. And that is, he right now, he reigns from heaven. He's been reunited with the Father in heaven, but he oversees our lives. He intercedes for us. One of the things I said in the message that I would want to underscore and want you to hear again, because I kind of said it fast, and so if you maybe didn't hear the message, but if you did, you may not have caught this, is that he hears from heaven. He hears our every prayer, but then I added, he even hears the prayers we don't pray, because he is praying for us, for our best, when we don't know what's best. He's praying for us, and he supervises our life and oversees our concerns there from heaven as well. And so we lift him up for that as well. And as we lift him up, as we participate in this time of praise and preparation, our hearts are ready going into Passion Week. If you're listening to this in real time, you know, close to the time that this podcast is published, you know, we're only a week and a half away now from Easter. But whenever you're listening to this, maybe you're listening in November. It doesn't matter. It's still the reality of the resurrection and the truth of this weekend is something that carries us each day of our lives. So I want to encourage you to build some of this kind of reflection into your anticipation of Easter, that you first of all remember all that is captured in the lifting up of Jesus, what he had in mind when he said he would be lifted up. More than remembering it, you'll reflect on it. Take some time to really ponder the wonder and the meaning to you that Jesus died on the cross, that he rose from the dead, and that he reigns now from heaven, that you'll exalt him, that you'll spend time praising him and lifting him up because of that. And finally, you may even want to build in some corresponding activities. That often believers over the years have found activities that help kind of keep that fresh in their brain. My only connection or addition to that, the only thing I would add to that is don't focus on the activities so much, but focus on the purpose behind the activities. And those activities can change as they have meaning for you and meaning for you to appreciate and rejoice in the resurrection. Well, hopefully this has been a helpful way for you to think about what it means to lift him up, what Jesus meant to lift him up, and what we, how we can participate in that as we praise him in anticipation for celebrating his resurrection. You can catch the entire message where I went through this verse by verse at Green Valley Church Podcast. And until next time, this has been Unhurried with me, your host, Doug Kyle, and I look forward to talking soon.